Welcome to episode 2449 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day four of our series this week. We're exploring an important topic. The theme is your ultimate self-care journey. Self-care is a journey. It's an ongoing journey that you provide yourself. There are many aspects to self-care, and you're exploring the major ones this week. In the earlier episodes, you explored physical self-care as well as social self-care. In today's episode, you're going to discover mental self-care, how to support yourself mentally, and this can be a fun and engaging habit that you incorporate into your life. I always share a different meditation technique with you as I guide you through a meditation in each episode. And the technique for today, as it is every Wednesday, it's a Wednesday as I record this episode. You can listen to these meditations in any order you want. They will always follow a theme. They'll always have a different meditation technique. So the technique for Wednesdays is always a mudra. A mudra is simply a way you position your hands. It's a 5,000-year-old meditation and yoga technique that's often referred to as yoga in your hands. We have a lot of nerve endings in our hands and fingers, and so when we stimulate them in a particular way, it corresponds with a region of our brain. This is the way that mudras are considered to support you. The mudra today, which you can take a look at on the Sip and Om meditation app, if you want to go a little more deeply into your meditation experience, I provide 30-minute guided experiences on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for a full week, free access. You could get this full series free. It includes a journal with a daily reflection question, as well as a guide. And on that guide, you'll find every technique I share with you this week, which includes the mudra. So you'll see a photo there. I also share a photo of me doing the mudra on my stories, my Sip and Om Instagram stories. So you can also venture over there if you really enjoy mudras, which I know many of you tell me you do. So this mudra is called the Apanvaya Mudra, the Sanskrit word, and it supports your heart health. And it is also considered to guide you into deep relaxation. It's simple to do, so as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, I invite you to try something new. This might be a new dynamic technique you try as you meditate. What you will do is you simply, doing this with both hands, fold your index fingers downward to touch the base of your thumb, and then you're going to touch your thumbs to the very sides of your middle fingers, the side facing your thumb. And then your other finger, your little and ring finger, will just gently relax outward. So your index fingers are curled to touch the base of your thumb. Your thumb is touching the very outside of your middle finger. As you do this mudra, you may feel a sense of deep relaxation. And as you do, I invite you to reflect on your mental self-care. Here's a little inspiration from one of your fellow meditators from Toronto, Canada. This is Veronique. She says, "I'm doing the self-care this week, and I feel it helps me become a better mom. I shared with my children my self-care goals this week, and they've been cheering me on. And they've also been doing their own self-care that they initiated all on their own." And what you're doing, Veronique, is so incredibly important because you're passing on a habit, a lifelong habit that your children can turn to again and again, especially during their times of greatest need. You will find that the self-care you give yourself becomes foundational when you're struggling, when you're finding it hard to focus on anything else. You may feel yourself dip into your self-care ritual. So as you focus on the kind of self-care you need this week, your challenge is to select 3 ways you can give yourself self-care this week. Are you making enough time for these self-care activities that mentally stimulate you? What have you been filling your mind with? Are you focusing on positive people and positive experiences? Or do you find yourself consumed by negative thoughts? Maybe not even your own negative thoughts, but maybe negative news you hear or negative people who may surround you. Reflect on ways you can support yourself that stimulate your curiosity. Maybe you enjoy mystery novels or movies. Maybe games. Maybe puzzles. How can you stimulate your mental curiosity? Notice how you feel right now within your body and name your emotion. What kind of self-care do you need more of today? Mentally affirm, I tap into my inner truth. I tap into my inner truth. Yourself to sit in this beautiful stillness you've created. Anytime your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. Know that you are so worth slowing down for.